From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, October 11th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the benefits of care farms and how a new national network hopes to expand care farms in the U.S. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois political leaders are reiterating their support for Israel in the aftermath of the Hamas attacks last weekend that killed more than 1,000 people. Alex Degman reports.
Hundreds of people at North Shore Congregation Israel in Glencoe sang, prayed, and comforted those personally affected by the attacks, and there are many in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker says we must honor the many peace-loving Palestinians, but he's not sugarcoating his feelings about Hamas.
Hamas is a terrorist organization, an army of murderers backed by Iran. Their mask has been removed. Executing innocent children and the elderly, well, there's a special kind of hell for that.
Pritzker says police are on alert statewide, even though he says there's no immediate threat here. I'm Alex Degman.
A new report shows Illinois' population has remained steady over the last decade while gaining more higher-paid and foreign-born residents. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The University of Illinois analysis of population changes between 2010 and 2020 shows that Illinois has lost residents, but claims of a mass exodus are greatly exaggerated. The report shows while some Black and rural residents moved out, those losses were offset by a 60% increase in immigrants. U of I labor professor Robert Bruno co-authored the study.
People immigrating, they will importantly fill needs in the labor market where there are shortages, and most, and probably in a number of the fastest growing fields, like in the healthcare related field.
The report also shows Illinois gaining residents earning more than $100,000 a year. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The company that has proposed building a carbon capture pipeline across portions of central and western Illinois has withdrawn its application before the Illinois Commerce Commission. Rich Egger reports.
Navigator Heartland Greenway says it wants to take another look at the pipeline's route and other aspects of the project. The company says it could file the application again once its evaluation is complete. Navigator also recently asked to pause the application it filed with regulators in Iowa, and the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission last month rejected the permit application the company filed in that state. Navigator had proposed capturing CO2 emissions from biofuels plants in five states, liquefying it, and pumping it to an underground storage site in central Illinois. But there's been widespread opposition to the plan from landowners. Rich Egger reporting.
The scene-stealing principal from the TV show Abbott Elementary is visiting Decatur on Saturday. Actor Janelle James started her stand-up career during an open mic night in Champaign over a decade ago. She told the 21st Show that she didn't bomb her first set.
My first set was pretty good, I think, because I was so focused. I was like, I'm going to get these laughs. And then the third time, I was too comfy. I was like, oh, I'm a legend.
The Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria became her home base after that. Now she's back in central Illinois for a stand-up show at Millikan University. Still to come, we'll learn more about the benefits of care farms and how a new national network hopes to expand care farms in the U.S. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The second season of World on Fire from Masterpiece takes viewers from the war-torn streets of Britain deep into Nazi Germany and beyond. The emotionally gripping World War II drama follows the lives of ordinary people grappling with the effects of war. Season 1 is streaming now on WILL Passport. All six episodes of Season 2 become available to friends of WILL beginning the evening of October 15th. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Care farms are a place for people to process their emotions by working on a farm. That includes anxiety, depression, and grief. The concept has gained traction in Europe, but not so much in the U.S. SideFX Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports a new national network that hopes to expand care farms in the U.S.
Zeev was 10 years old when he watched his youngest brother, Giddy, die in a boating accident. He recalls how the trauma affected him later during a class trip.
And we had the opportunity to go kayaking in the ocean, and that was something that I like really did not want to do because it was just too close, I think, to what happened.
Zeev is 17 now. He's traveled every year since the accident from Los Angeles to a care farm near Sedona, Arizona. He plays with animals, drives a tractor, and does other farm tasks. The care farm also has counselors on site. Zeev says the farm allows him to process his grief and trauma and even get back in a kayak.
I think it was something about just being there and being in that like space, safe space that allowed me to do that, and I felt comfortable and happy doing that.
At its core, care farming allows people to connect with nature. There are plenty of studies that suggest nature-based activities like gardening and farming, especially with other people, can provide emotional benefits, like a better mood and less anxiety. And while more research is needed to show the mental health benefits of care farms specifically, some studies do show these programs might help kids and adults with mental wellness. But the concept is more popular abroad than in the U.S. Take the Netherlands, for example.
We have regional members that support farmers. We have a national academy. We have, you know, a knowledge bank online.
That's Maarten Fischer. He is the director of the National Federation of Care Farms in the Netherlands. The country has more than 1,300 farms, while the U.S. only has about 200. He says a national network helped care farmers expand across his country. That's because a network lets care farms share information and learn from one another.
They had handbooks, and they had a quality certification program, and they had communication, and they had courses, and that was a tremendous help. That's not available, for instance, in the U.S. In the U.S., most people still have to figure that all for themselves out.
The U.S. has a shortage of mental health providers, especially in rural areas. In fact, 60% of residents there have a hard time accessing mental health care. But one study suggests using already existing farmlands as a tool to support emotional wellness could be valuable. That's part of what Andrea Barnhart hopes to do. She started one of the first national networks in the U.S. It's called the Care Farming Network.
A lot of farms in the United States do not know of the care farming terminology.
Barnhart says some people don't know their businesses qualify as a care farm until she reaches out to them.
And so while they're doing that work, they don't consider themselves a care farm. We're kind of like giving them that definition.
The Care Farming Network in the U.S. plans to unveil a mentorship program next year to support new care farms in the Northeast. The organization hopes this will be a step forward to expand the program across the country. Elizabeth Gabriel.
SideFX is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 68 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Rich Egger, Emily Hayes, and Elizabeth Gabriel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.